Proclamation number 4099 of 7th of August, 1947. Mission of the Last Disciples before the Ruin. God's hiring of workers. And you shall be witnesses of the last events on this earth. Therefore, if I have appointed you to it, a mission awaits you, the last one my disciples have to fulfill on this earth before its ruin. That they once again establish the connection between heaven and earth, that they are mediators between me and people in the time of hardest distress of the believers and deepest spiritual destitution of the unbelievers. This mission requires workers on earth which are willing to help and which offer their services to me if they own free will, because otherwise people would have to be influenced by compulsory faith and this would be unsuccessful. And since I need many laborers in my vineyard, I constantly hire them. I still go among people late in the day to hire servants for the lost hours. Who places himself to my service? Only a few want to carry out work which, although it seems hopeless, is nevertheless of greatest blessing, even if only a small success would be recorded. For one saved soul alone will thank its helper in eternity that it has found its way back into the Father's house and no longer needs to take upon itself the infinite torments of a renewed earthly progress. The time is flying. The end will not tolerate any more delay. The day of the last judgment is near and countless souls languish in spiritual darkness to whom light shall still be brought. And therefore every laborer is welcome to me, and everyone who takes care of the spreading of my word can consider himself my servant who is exceedingly valuable to me if he willingly does work for me. Work and be active while it is still day. Bring light to people, lead them through the night into the light of day. Inform them of the urgency of your activity by announcing the near end to them. By pointing them to eternity, to life after death and to the state of their souls. Admonish and warn them, even though they listen to you incredulously, laugh at you or try to oppose you with their worldly wisdom. The time will come very soon when they will remember your words. For that is why I lead them into your path beforehand, so that you should already do the preliminary work, the blessing of which will only then be recognizable. And therefore do not slacken, do not let yourselves be held back by the length of time until the fulfillment of my predictions, and do not tire, for your work is urgent, it has to be done, and therefore you should always be active. Amen.